It's a schosset and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, we're in the middle of Pesach. We're getting to the second day, the Shvi Shel Pesach. And in Eretz Yisrael, they're going to go right into Achrinos. In America, they have 2 days of Yontif. But we're going to do like we always do. We'll intertwine it with Shvi Shel Pesach. We'll throw in a little Achrinos for Eretz Yisrael. It will be good Chazar for next week. Maybe a little Sfira Saomer. But again, the whole point is we're going to ask a couple of questions and then come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. You know, we're in Pesach, and the Gemara tells us in Erechin on Daf Yud, the Gemara in Megillah on Daf Yudal, the Gemara is trying to figure out, when do you say full Hallel, when do you say half Hallel? And the Gemara is going back and forth, very fascinating Gemara. And the Gemara says, on Pesach, you only say full Hallel on the first day of the Chag in America, 2 days. And the Gemara says, why is that? Why on Pesach do you only say full Hallel on one day? Again, if you're saying full Hallel every day of Chol Hamoed, again, maybe stop doing that. Don't add the two extra paragraphs of Olanu and Gahafti. There's an idea of half Hallel. And the Gemara says, why? Because on Pesach, there's no change of karbonos. It's all the same karbonos. When you have Musaf davening a Chol Hamoed, you don't make any changes in the karbonos. By Sukkis, we know that every day there was different karbonos, and because of that, Pri Achad, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Chav Aleph, the reason why, when we're talking about Chanukah, either you go up or you go down, one of the reasons why you go 8, 7, 6, according to Beit Shammai, is because Pri Achad. There's a difference in the karbonos. However, by Pesach, right, that's what everyone says, Ka'ele, all of these, it's talking about the same karbonos. And that's why there's no difference, and you say half hallel the rest of the days. However, we know that on Chanukah, we say, on Chanukah, every day is a new nace. And therefore, that's why we have full hallel. And on Purim, which we spoke about at length, why there's no hallel at all. So there's an amazing medrash. The medrash says, medrash harninu. It's also Gemara found in Sanhedrin and Daflam and Tess. You know why we don't say full hallel on the Shvi Shel Pesach? Says the medrash, because Maisa Yodai. How can it be that the Mitzrim, again, we're going to talk about Kriyas Yamsuf, Az Yoshir, we're leaving Mitzrayim, and all of a sudden we're faced with a problem. We have the Mitzrayim on one side and the Yamsuf on the other. And the Gemara says, the Medrash says, you can't say full Hallel when you have Maisa Yodai, you have the Mitzrim, although they're not the chosen nation, but they're the Mitzrim. You can't say Hallel when people are drowning. And the obvious question is, question one is, wait, doesn't the Gemara say it's because of there's no change in karbanos? And furthermore, we had the Leila Seder. The Leila Seder represented the Mitzrim dying, the Makis Bechoros. So why is it that we do say full Hallel? Make up your mind. Are we saying full Hallel or not? Question one. We know that we have Kriyas Yams. And the Mishnah Berurah rings down that a person has to always feel like he's going through the Yom Suf. But it's very fascinating. I spoke about this in Parshas Beshach. Very fascinating halacha. If someone's running late, Chas V'Shalom, someone's running late, other people are there earlier. But if someone's a little not on time for davening, there's something called Dilug. You're allowed to skip around. Now, it's very fascinating. Because if you, I would ask you, what should you have to say and what you shouldn't? Probably you think that you have to say, right, we all know Baruch Sha'amar and Ashrei and Yishtabach. But let's say you have a little more time. So you would say, of course, you say Az Yashir, right? Az Yashir, all this don't know. You're supposed to say that before Yishtabach. I always had a Bachri, he was fascinating. He got to daven a little earlier and he didn't know what they were doing after Ashrei. They thought it was, he thought the davening was Baruch Sha'amar, Ashrei and Yishtabach. He didn't know there's something called Psukei Zimra, Halukas. I said, listen, there's something called Psukei Zimra. But it's very fascinating because when you have to skip around, so you would think you should do Az Yashir. But the halacha is you should skip Az Yashir. But wait, it's very interesting. So I daven in a minyan, there's like a shtiblach. You always have to know, like, where is that cutoff? You know, everyone has different levels of what late is. Like, if you come to a shtiblach, when do you go to the other shtiblach? Right? So everyone has different levels. Some people are very holy, they miss brachos, they have to go to new minyan. Some people, if they didn't get to yishtabach, you know, some people, they didn't get to Shmona Esri yet. It's like in the Shema, you got to rush, put your tefillin on, whatever. So it's funny because in the Hasidim minyan, they say karbonos. But in Ashkenaz, they don't say so much karbonos. They say it a little, but not so much. But in this minyan, in the Bell's minyan that I daven in, they don't say tachnun. So one time, there was an argument that broke out. One guy said, I don't get it. Why don't you ever say tachnun? We know the Ritva brings down the Rosh Hashanah. That's one of the most powerful tefillahs. We all know that, you know, we love brises, and we love when you don't have to say all the hurachums. You know, Jews like to save, everyone likes to save their time, and when you don't have to say tachnun, it might be because you have the hand and the whole thing. But, so there was a fight that broke out, and he said, I don't get it, why is there never tachnun in the shul? So he turns to me, he's like, yeah, why do you never say karbonos? Because Allah and Shokhar say karbonos. Okay, anywho. But the question is, why are we skipping Az Yashir? If Az Yashir is so important to our davening, why are we skipping it? We'll call that question 1B. Why? Because it's interconnected with Az Yashir. Akremos. Again, there's so much to do in Akremos. But again, for Chutz Loretz, it's not really the parsha yet. But we'll touch a little points. It says in Perek Tes Zayin, Posagav, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Akremos Shnei Bnei Aaron, Bikravsem Lefnei Hashem Vayamusu. So we know it's after the death of Aaron's two children, Nadav and Avihu. And the Torah goes at length, talking about the all the different times of the Kohen going into the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Avodas Yom Kippur, and it's very fascinating. Because I'm sort of asking about the question. We know that when you would go and do the Avodas Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur, and you would go in, and the Torah goes at length talking about the Seir LaHashem and Seir LaZazel, taking the two goats, throwing one off the cliff, a kapara, and the Torah says, and Yuma talking about all the different details, it says that you have to go, the Kohen Gadol has to go, and he has to go and be toivel himself into the Yam, and he has to be toivel himself into the mikvah, and make sure he's purified. And then after the whole Avodah, the Torah goes on and it says, you know what? He has to go and be toivel himself again. Before he enters the Machane, he has to be tovel himself again. Ask the amazing Sam Sofer. I don't get it. He just did the highest, the pinnacle. The Kohen Gadol went lifnai lifnim. He went into the Kodesh Kedoshim. And, of course, he has to go into the mikvah. And now he's leaving the mikvah. And he does everything. He does the kapara. He does the Seir LaHashem, Seir LaZazel. He does a complete kapara. And he has to go back into the mikvah. And he has to do a tara. Why do you have to go into the mikvah again? Why does the Torah say in Achremos, at the end of Perek Yitzayin, that he has to go back again? Ask the Sanhedrin, why again? Question 2. Question 3. We know we're in the midst of Sfiras HaOmer. And, again, there's so much Torah on Sfiras HaOmer. But there's an amazing chinuch. Everyone should get this chinuch. They have the chinuch translated into English. Mitzvah Shinvav. And the chinuch goes and he talks at length, what is the tafkid, what is the whole point of Sfiras HaOmer? And he asks a very fascinating question. And I always knew this question. I thought I knew the answer. I wasn't sure. You know, maybe I fudged it a little. But the question is we know that we're counting, whenever you're counting to something, usually go 49, 48, 47, 46. Upper math, right? So, over here we're not doing that. Ask the chinuch, why are we counting up? We should count down. We're trying to get to Shavuos. Right? The Ramban writes that the whole tafkid, the chinuch says it also, is to get to the Shavuos. So why are we counting up? We should be counting down. So again, 3 questions. Let's just make sure we got the questions. Question 1, is the 7th day of Pesach, why are we not saying full hallel? The Gemara seems to say the reason why they don't say full hallel is because there's no change in the karbonos. But the Medrash says the reason why they don't say full hallel is because Maiseyadeh, if the mitzvah are drowning, we don't say hallel. But wait, we say full hallel on the night of the Seder. What is the difference? Question 2. Why when the Kohen Gadol goes, Lefnai Lefim, of course, he has to, when he's going to the Kodesh Kedoshim, he has to go into the mikvah, and he has to have a tare, he has to be pure, going and representing all the karbonis and doing a hapara for Klal Yisrael. But why, when he leaves, he also needs to go into the mikvah? And question three, why are we counting up, not counting down? Comes along the Reich Sam Sefer, and the Sam Sefer says a Gevaldik Yisoy. And this is major, and we'll segue talking about Pesach, and we'll segue also into Achremus. So the Chassam Sefer says that, imagine, you're after a Yom Kippur, and your mom is the pinnacle of the pinnacle, Lefnai Lufnim, and we all have had our Yom Kippurs. Mamish, we got close to the Ribbono Shel, and now you're coming now from a Yom Kippur. And now, Lamaisa, where are we right now? We're at Pesach. And we're towards the end of Pesach, and it's been such a beautiful Pesach. The time, as we spoke about last week, Leil Emuna, bringing the Ribbono Shel into your life, having a Pesach experience. And now you're coming back from it. You're coming back from that major experience, that major Yom Kippur experience of Parshas Achrimos. For us, coming from a Pesach, again, we have the Shvi Shel Pesach, and now you're getting back into real life. And you have your moments of inspiration, your moments of feeling the closeness, feeling the geshmak, feeling the Ribbono Shel with you. And then afterwards, you're going to take a step back, and now you're going back into everyday life. So you had your moments of inspiration. The question is, what do you do with those moments of inspiration? What do you do that week of Pesach, that you gained so much family time, and so much togetherness, and so much achdus, and that Leila Seder representing what our Jewish nation's about. But now we're going back into the workforce, back into real life, kaviyachol. How do you take that inspiration into your life? Comes along the Chassam Sefer and says, Gevaldik, the reason why you need to go into the mikveh again, and the reason why you need to go and do a tefillah again, the Kohen Gadol, is because the whole essence of inspiration is to literally take it into your life. And it might not be the same, because we don't live our lives with inspiration. But we take what we gained, because inspiration is where you could get to. And you take what you gain, and you literally put it into your life. Do you know the difference between matzah and chametz is a difference of seconds. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us the ability of using our time wisely, tapping into Kedusha, realizing that we can produce, we can do such amazing things. You know, it says in Parshas Achrimos, very famous pasuk. It says in Perek Yirches, pasuk, hey, it says, probably the most famous pasuk in the Parsha, not even right, Psukim, but it says, Shmartim et achukosai, bet mishposai, asher yaso, sama adam, v'chai bohem, ani Hashem. And a person has to follow all the mitzvos, v'chai bohem, I need to live by them. I need to live. The Gemara says, and you mandaf pehe, that a person it has to pick a certain mitzvah or death. Says the Gemara, you obviously, you don't die. You forego on the mitzvah. There's only three mitzvahs. That's Yehari Val Yavar, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. However, by the mitzvahs, it's v'chai bahem. Even if you're presented in a hard situation, you need to not do the mitzvah. Why, says the Gemara? Because you need to live to do more mitzvahs. Mechal Shabbos Achas. Your mechal one Shabbos to do Shabbos is harbe. V'chai bahem. You need to live by the mitzvahs. It needs to be part of you. Part of our DNA is to live with the mitzvos. You know, at the end of Makos, it says, Lefichach hirbohem Torah mitzvah, shenemar, right? Everyone runs through that at the end. Why? And the question is, we have all the mitzvos. Ask the Rambam on the Mishnah at the end of Makos. Ask the Maharal. Why do we have so many mitzvos? Just give us a couple and master them. Says the Rambam, you know why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us so many mitzvos. Obviously we have to try to do as many as we can and do them well. But there are certain mitzvahs that talk to us. There are certain mitzvahs that, this is my mitzvah. And the Rambam says, make it your mitzvah, whatever it is, tefillin, Shabbos, whatever mitzvah it is, make it yours. Hashem's giving you so many, 613, so many different mitzvahs. The Maharal says a little differently over there in that Mishnah. He says, no, what's a better teacher? A teacher that's like, easy on you, and doesn't really push you so much. Again, you love those teachers. Or is there another teacher that works too hard, and gives you tests, and makes you memorize stuff? I remember I had one teacher that, again, he wasn't the best. He wasn't nicest of guys, but he said we had to memorize the first 25 Pesukim Yishayahu. Like, what are you doing? And it was like, you're joking, right? And he made us do it. And I still know the first 25 Pesukim, maybe the first five, no. But you remember, that's hard work. So it says a Maharal, that the more they're born, she believes in us. He wants to push us. He says, I'm giving you so many mitzvahs, 613, I want you to provide. V'chai bohem. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, I want you to live with them. I want you to live with the mitzvahs. I want you to take it, make it a reality. Make the Ribbono Shel Olam the reality. How is that? Why is it that we are saying full Hallel Leil HaSeder? So last week we spoke about a beautiful inyan. Got a couple emails about it, Meitzar. We don't want to set boundaries on ourselves. And you know, the Hallel we're saying, the Leil HaSeder, I remember once being Zeicha sitting next to my grandfather, Rabbi Amzer Zatzal, and I asked him this question. First of all, Hallel is totally different. We have a meal where we're sitting, usually have to stand, we're breaking it up. So he explained to me that this Hallel is a different type of Hallel. This is a Hallel, a Shiras Hallel. It's really an enactment of really feeling like you're really leaving Mitzrayim, realizing that it's not just, right, there's Zechira of just remembering. Most Hallels are just inaugurate, just remembering them. But over here, this is a Shiras Hallel. This is a Hallel where we're really Ke'ilu Yotzim Mitzrayim, and we're feeling like we're really there. And that's why it's a different Hallel. And therefore, even though the Mitzrayim are Amakas Bechoros, it's still a different Hallel. But the end of the Hallel, the Shiras Hayam, that Hallel during the Chol HaMoed is only a Zechiras Hallel. It's not the same level as Shiras Hallel. Oh, what do you mean? I have a nace. Whenever I have a nace, I have a full hollow, says the Gemara. Yeah, but that nace, I don't have a full hollow. You know why I don't have a full hollow? Because my Seyal died. So it's Zechira. When I'm reliving the hollow, when I'm reliving the experience, that's a full hollow, and even if the Mitzvah are dying, I still have that full hollow. I have the Leil HaSeder. It's like a hollow of a Hodah, a Todah, carbon Todah to Hashem. However, the hollow on Shvi'i Pesach is a different type of hollow. So why is it? Why are we skipping Az Yashir? You would think that Az Yashir should be one of the... So the answer is like what we're saying right now, is that the Shir's hollow is such a high level. But in order for our Pesukei Dezimra to get from level to level, to go from one next, because the pinnacle is the Kriyas Yamsuf. The pinnacle is getting, feeling that you're really leaving the Yamsuf. But it takes time. It's a progression. It's not just it happens right away. So if you're going and you're skipping from Atrei, and you're skipping all the Halukas and all the Pesukei Dezimras, you can't say the Az Yashir. It needs to be a lead in into the Az Yashir. And that's why you don't go and say Az Yashir in davening. You have to build up the Pesukei Dezimra. And the whole idea of a Pesach, that a person takes into the Pesach, again, as we're saying, Bechai Mehem, to live with the mitzvah, it's not easy. We have a lot of distractions in life. There's a lot of things going on. But we have that Leil HaMunah, the Pesach, the whole time of Pesach that we're really feeling the family time. You know, I've had a couple, you know, my parents are here, and family trips. You know, I had a couple siyata deshmayas that, again, I took a couple of my kids, you know, went to Gan Soccer, and we went up the big slides, amazing. And obviously I'm the father that goes on the slides, and it was crazy. One time I was going up, and all the like little kids are like, why is this 50-year-old father, I'm not 50 yet, but going up with his kid, and my kid pulls himself, right, little Chaim pulls himself up, and now I realize I'm a little bigger than this slide, so I didn't know what to do, but there were like a lot of kids, I couldn't go back, and to bring, you know, I had to go through the ropes and the whole thing. It was like, what am I going to do? So I somehow, with Hashem's help, I picked myself up over the ladder. It was like the crane, I felt like I was Spider-Man, I don't know how I did it. But before we got to Gansaka, the whole story within itself, because I tell my daughter, I got my bag with my rollerblades and the balls and everything, right? I tell my daughter, oh, maybe you shouldn't bring the rollerblades, you're going to lose them. So she's like, oh, I won't lose them. So I take the bag, and all of a sudden we get off the bus, and I leave the bag on the bus. And I didn't realize that. She's like, Tati, where's the bag? And I'm like, oh no. But then there was someone on the bus from Givenzep that was on the bus. So what did I do? Last second, I'm looking for something, looking for a number. Finally, I get the number. He's leaving the bus. He's on the last stop leaving the bus. And I'm like, did you see the bag? He's like, I'm just about to get off the bus. I'm like, just you look for 1 second. He's like, I see the bag. I got the bag. Unbelievable, right? Small siyata d'shmayas. But why am I telling this? Not sure. But I'm telling this because it's a lot of family time. Baruch Hashem, going to parks and spending time with the family. And this is what Yontif's about. Yontif is chatzi l'Hashem, chatzi l'Hashem. The enjoyment, bringing the reality. But it's not just about, it's taking the inspiration, taking this time and making it real. Comes along the Halag of Sefer Achinuch and says, why are we counting up? We should, if we're trying to get to Shavuos, we should count down. Says Achinuch, one answer, and I'll tell you a different answer. Achinuch says, is that we know that after, why are we counting Sefiras HaOmer? Is, we know that you're not allowed to eat, right? You walk into a pizza store and it says, we only sell Chodosh, the new wheat. Meaning from the whole year, you're not allowed to eat the wheat. It's called Yashan. And then all of a sudden you have the Chodosh. And now you want to eat, you're not allowed to eat the Chodosh. So I mean, say you can't eat the Chodosh. And now all of a sudden comes Sefiras HaOmer, comes the Omer carbon. And now it's not Chodosh anymore, it's Yashan. Right, you walk in the pizza store and it says, we only sell Yashan. So that's what's going on. So it's we're going, says the Chinuch, we have turning the Chodosh into Yashan. Mischadish v'chol yom tamin. And we're going after Sefiras HaOmer as a time. That every day, now we have all the new crops and now we're allowed to eat it. So that's why every day is an important day, coming from the Sefiras HaOmer day. Or you could say a different idea like we're saying now. That every single day is that progression. Every single day is leading up to something else. If a person realizes that every single day he is building up to something big. And again, sometimes we have bad days, and sometimes we didn't accomplish as much as we wanted to. But if we realize that every day there is this unique ability to connect to Hashem, that's what we learn and we get out from a Pesach. Pesach is a Leil Emunah. It's the time where we break all those boundaries. We show ourselves we could be more, we could be bigger. We could be, keep on coming bigger. It says Chassam Sofer, why do you do a tefillah even after the Yom Kippur? Because even when you go into the regular day, after the holidays, when it's downtime, you realize that you could always accomplish. You take the inspiration points and you bring it into the everyday. That's the whole idea. V'chai b'hem. I want to live with the mitzvos. We want to get to the level of Shiras Hallel. We want to get to the level of really being there, fully breaking the Mitzar. And we also want to get to the level of Az Yashir. Az Yashir just doesn't happen spontaneous. It goes from level to level to level. If we want that Az Yashir in Pesukei D'Zimra, we have to realize that we have the ability of going, not just skipping, where we could go from Baruch Sha'amar to Yichavod, to an Ashrei, to the Halukas, the greatness of Hashem, David HaMelech, the greatness, the closeness, David HaMelech, who brought the Tehillim and the Halukas, the Psalms, right? Psalms, right? He did such great things, but it's all about connecting to Hashem. We take the Sefiras HaOmer period, and we realize we could go and take a Karban HaOmer, which represents the Omer is barley, food, physicality, and we channel it to spirituality. What's that spirituality? Getting to the Torah Shavuos. We're in that time right now. A lot of Torah and Sefiras HaOmer, I'm sure we'll talk about. But this is the time. Every day is a new day. Every day is another opportunity to tackle. It's another day for greatness. But again, it's taking that inspiration and realizing we could make it practical into our lives. Bezus Hashem. Everyone should take their Pesach experience, realize how special it is. And Bezus Hashem will have a real geula. We need Mashiach. There's so many things going on in the world, all the craziness. But we need Mashiach now. We need the Beis HaMikdash now. We need to bring the Karban Pesach, the real Karban Pesach. But everyone has to realize how great and how fortunate we are. So let's have amazing Shviyos Shel Pesach. Let's have an amazing, for those starting Achrimos, let's start it off with the Karbonis Yom Kippur, but it's taking the inspiration and making it a reality. Everyone have an amazing Yontif.
an amazing Shabbos.